Do be seated, thank you. This morning's reading comes from 1 John chapter 4, and we're reading from verse 7. So that's 1 John chapter 4, reading from verse 7. There we go, and you can find it on page 1207 if you're following in the Pew Bible. This passage is entitled God's Love and Ours. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who has been born of God and knows God, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. We know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and we rely on the love of God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. This is the word of the Lord.
The second reading comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew. It's chapter 3, beginning at verse 13 through to verse 17, which can be found in the Bibles if you wish to follow it on page 967. That's 967. The baptism of Jesus. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. I'm Felicity Layton. I worship here at the parish. Been worshipping here since 1993 when we moved to Tunbridge from Cadham. So it's great to be here. It is great to be here every Sunday. So this is Trinity Sunday when we celebrate our amazing triune God, a God in three persons, blessed Trinity. The gospel reading that we heard shows us the three persons present at Jesus' baptism. And the other text from 1 John shows us what this means for us. The glorious invitation God issues to us to be in his love. The love shared since the beginning of time by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The invitation to enjoy new life. So let's just pray first. Heavenly Father, speak to us of your love through your word. Amen. Could I have the first slide, please, Andy? The gospel reading, depicted in this 15th century painting by Piero della Francesca, makes the identity of these three persons clear and helps us to visualise the scene. Actually, in this painting, apparently originally, there was a little roundel above Jesus' head, which stood for God the Father. As it says in the reading in Matthew, Jesus is baptised, and as he comes out of the water, his Father affirms his status and his love for his Son by saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." At the same time, the heavens open and the Spirit of God descends like a dove. Jesus insisted on being baptised to fulfil all righteousness. So this scene is clearly an important message for us at an important time in Jesus' ministry. Let's now look a bit more closely at each member of the Blessed Trinity. God the Father. The psalmist is often writing about God's supreme greatness. I love the verse in Psalm 8 which says, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." God is righteous, powerful, almighty. He is not, however, a selfish despot of a God, removed from our daily experience. He is our Heavenly Father who loves us. He runs to meet us when we turn back to him, when we have gone our own way and got it wrong. God hates sin and steers us away from it because it's harmful and something he must judge and condemn. But he loves us so much that he sent his Son to take the punishment for our sin, so we could be in a relationship with him and share and enjoy his love. So in that reading from 1 John 4, verse 9 says, "This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him." God the Son, sent by his Father to save us from our sin and to show us God the Father. In Christ, we see God in human form. As we get to know Jesus better, our love grows and overflows. Through knowing Jesus, we are refined and changed. Amazingly, through Jesus, we can be in God. And in that reading again from 1 John 4, verse 15 says, "If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God." God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit reassures us that God lives in us. 1 John 4:13 says, "This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit." The Holy Spirit reveals to us the Son in the Word of God. He guides us towards him and reminds us through God's Word how to follow Jesus. He is the counselor and comforter whom Jesus promised to his disciples. As we learned last Sunday from Jeremy, this Holy Spirit came at Pentecost and changed that band of fearful, directionless men into courageous lovers and followers of Christ. The Holy Spirit is life-changing. If we look back to Genesis, since the fall of Adam and Eve, our hearts were hardened and naturally followed our own ways and those of the world around us. The Holy Spirit changes our hearts so that we once more yearn for God's presence. Jesus said that in the Spirit we are born again, and tells us that we must be born again. We need the Holy Spirit in order to change and to turn from the course we would naturally follow. St. Paul talks a lot about how difficult this is in our own strength. So to summarise so far, the three persons of the Trinity, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, show us God's love and provision for us, God reaching out to draw us in. It's a great mystery why God should put himself out so much for us. As it says in the Psalms, "What is man that you are mindful of him?" He was quite happy before creation. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit existed in complete harmony and love, one with the other. But God wanted to share the joy of this love, so he created man and a beautiful world for him to enjoy. And we all know what happened to spoil everything. Man went his own way and turned away from God. But even then, God didn't give up. He came after man. He sent his Son to rescue him back, and his Holy Spirit continues the work of his Son on earth. Through the Trinity, we see just how far God will go to save us and give us new life. Have slide 2, please. Thank you. I found this picture help my understanding of this, of the Trinity, and how together the three persons work to show us God's love. This is by, some of you probably know it really well. On the left-hand side is the full picture. Probably the colours aren't replicated that well, but you get the idea. It's by the Impressionist painter Monet. And then on the right is a section of it in close-up. And it shows us how many individual brushstrokes combine to give the overall effect of the picture. It shows us how different colours juxtaposed, if you look in the right-hand one, if you can see, but I'll tell you anyway. It shows us how different colours juxtaposed together can give the effect of one colour. Green is made up of black, yellow, white, and pale green. And in the same way, the three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, work together in harmony to show us a complete picture of God's love. What does this mean for us in our everyday lives? It means that although we live in an imperfect world, we have access given to us by God in three persons to a perfect kingdom. Our imperfect world, where things and people fail us, even if we have guarantees or are insured against failure. My washing machine broke down yesterday. My mother's electrically operated bed ceased to function on a bank holiday weekend. Anyone who's tried to effect a speedy and convenient repair of an item under warranty will know how imperfect this system is. More seriously, people, from loved ones to politicians, let us down. I thought the love between me and my ex-husband would last forever. Probably unfairly and unreasonably, I used to put politicians on a pedestal, believing them full of integrity and with the wisdom of Solomon. Turns out that in reality, they have faults just like any other person. In our imperfect world, things and people fail us. God fails us never. Our imperfect world, riddled with division and warfare. God's kingdom, full of peace and unity. Our imperfect world, where there is suffering. We all know, I'm sure, someone who suffered mental illness or a life-threatening disease. In God's kingdom, there's no pain or sorrow. There are many comparisons we could make between the imperfect world in which we live and the world that God would have us inhabit. The Trinity means we can stand in this world and look through to God's perfect kingdom. At this point, heaven touches earth. And this is because our relationship with God the Father is restored through Christ's death on the cross, and because Christ intercedes with God the Father on our behalf, and because the Holy Spirit gives us the right words to pray. He explains God's will for us like a sort of translator or interpreter. There's a lovely couple of verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 which say, "What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities, with Spirit-taught words. And I find the Holy Spirit relays the response to our prayers sometimes in words, but often through a change of heart or mood, like a key change in music can bring tears or lift our spirits. Can I have slide number 3, please? So this looking through to God's kingdom reminds me of when I went to see the Monet paintings of lilies in the Orangerie Museum in Paris, which are absolutely huge, and not this one, but I couldn't find a decent copy of it. As I sat quietly contemplating one of the paintings, I began to see what the artist saw. I'd always known it was a picture of a Japanese bridge and a pond and some lilies and some willow trees, and I knew about the artistic strategy that was used. But I just decided to sit quietly and look at the painting, and I began to see what the artist saw. I could almost feel the sun in that garden, smell the flowers, and feel a little of what the artist felt when he surveyed this beautiful scene. I was transported into that world. It was an astonished moment of revelation. And in a similar way, the Trinity helps us to see through to a beautiful world. It gives us access to the treasures of God's love. How do we respond as we're faced with this beautiful vision? Well, first, we accept this invitation to God's kingdom. We acknowledge we are saved. We ask God's Spirit to come and live in us. We believe in and we accept the love of God. I didn't used to. A few years back, God changed my heart. I believed God loved me, not for me, but because he's God, he's perfect, so he loves everybody, doesn't he? It was the last night at New Wine, the summer Christian conference. I was getting ready to go to the evening celebration. I looked in the mirror, and God showed me that the woman I could see was the woman Jesus loves. I realised that God loves each of us as if there was only one of us. So the first way we respond is by accepting God's love. We believe he really does love us just where we are, and that all this effort he's gone to is just for us. And secondly, we keep searching, looking into the picture for more depth, asking the Holy Spirit to show us more of Jesus and of God's kingdom here on earth. And thirdly, we share what we found. 1 John 4:11 says, "Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." We share because our love of the God who loves us so much spills over into loving others. We share also because, as Jeremy said last week, we all need the Holy Spirit. Everyone is in need of God's love if we're going to survive this imperfect world. To summarise, God in three persons shows us just how far God will go to make sure we receive his love. All we have to do is believe and accept, and we shall receive love, new life, and the beautiful vision God opens up for us through the harmonious workings of the Trinity. So let's pray. Father in heaven, displayed in human form by your Son, Jesus, help us by your Holy Spirit to accept your love, to search to know you more, and to share your love with others. Amen. Maybe we could remember.